G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 496 of ErkPod, a massive episode 500 coming soon on ErkPod. But on this occasion, the second half of day 37, travelling from Seattle to Walla Walla. Yes, looking forward to an interesting weekend in a small American town, which, you know, if it wasn't for the company, I wouldn't be going there. But sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Greetings from Seattle, Washington. I have just arrived on my Acme flight from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Just about 3 hours flying time. I've actually gone back in time somewhat because I'm back on Pacific time, on West Coast time, whereas just gone 11 a.m. There is a flight to Walla Walla departing at 12:40 p.m. I'm actually not on that flight, so my flight actually leaves at 7:30. So I have like 8 hours here, airport appreciation time here at Seattle. Not planning to leave the terminal, not planning to leave the secure area if I can avoid it. So yeah, not planning to leave the airport terminal. There's a seafood house. Let's see if they do steak. I haven't done a good steak for a few days. No, I think I want a steakhouse rather than a seafood house. Not a bad terminal. There is a few shops here. It's not in the class of Minneapolis, St. Paul, but it's not too bad. Lots of opportunities for plane spotting. But my first priority is to get something to eat. And it might have to be the seafood place. We'll have a look downstairs in a moment. Let's have a look at the app. Is the app telling me?
Attention please, AB is waiting for passenger Patrick Skinner, Maxwell Merchant, and Michael Rosenberg, CCF AB representative at gate S11.
Stella.
C gears, C number gears.
C, I think you have to go down for those. Did he say Patrick Penis? So let's head down. Most of the Alaska flights, this next flight is operated by Alaska, are in a separate part of the terminal. I don't know if I'm going to have to leave security yet. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm going to have to listen back to that audio, but I swear that guy said Patrick Penis. Please report to ANA or something.
The flight a little bit later, it's about 7:30, so it's not on the boards yet.
Right, so you want to go to the main airport?
I don't particularly want to go through security and then come back again.
You won't. The main airport facilities were the shops and the food courts and all are right here.
Okay.
And we're here. Okay. So as long as you stay on this side of the red line, you're okay.
Okay.
You would take the train or the next train to the first stop. You often go right, go up a double escalator.
Yep.
It's going to put you right up here on in the A gates on the main floor, and then just follow the sign.
Okay.
The food court or whatever. And
okay.
Then the various gates.
Is there a Delta Sky Club over there?
There's a Delta Sky Club right upstairs here.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I might want to go and see them first because I actually have to go and check in again. Because of the amount of time that was between the flights, they wouldn't give me the boarding pass for the next section.
Okay.
So they said to go to the Delta Lounge. And
the Delta Lounge?
Yeah, and I can check in there so I don't have to leave security in that again.
Okay, so the Delta.
So we're here.
Sky Club is.
You need to get
if
here.
If you go right up.
Train one,
both
two,
escalators
and
to
three.
The very top.
Yep.
You can take
the
this
Delta
train.
Sky Club
get off
is located
at the first
by
stop.
S9,
go straight
which
across.
Is right above us.
Train
rather
two.
Than going all the way around the airport.
First
yeah.
stop.
You get up at the top, look behind you.
Straight across.
Go to 9S.
Train
okay.
three.
Right there, and you'll see the Delta.
No worries. Awesome. Thank you. So, yeah, that was good. I'm going to have to go over to... see you a little bit later on. Yeah, might have to go to see you a little bit later on. I just want to go and look at where the Sky Club is. Even if I have to go backwards and forwards, because I'm not necessarily happy with that restaurant. So I'm going to find the Sky Club. Well, I've got 8 hours of airport appreciation time. I don't necessarily want to go to the lounge now, because a lot of the time you can barely get food in there, so I definitely need to eat. Haven't eaten all day so far, so definitely need to eat, but I will visit the lounge at some point and get myself rechecked in. But I definitely don't want to have to go through security again if I can avoid it. It's because it's a long layover check-in for the flight hasn't happened yet. I could have really I could have really got onto that. I think I actually was booked onto that flight that leaves at 12:30, but I was bumped off that one and put onto the afternoon one. Okay. I've got to go up an escalator again. Gate S9 in the background. I don't know if you heard it, but it's actually one of the flight attendants from my flight. Okay, so it's up there. Okay.
Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, in order to board the aircraft, you must have a Delta issued boarding pass with the phrase "Docs OK" printed on the boarding pass. If not, please check in gate mark S9 prior to boarding. Thank you.
just as a data point, I'm going to try and check in now and see what happens. Computer will probably say no, let alone his mobile check-in data terminal thingies. Finding my trip details. It's always a good start. Sorry, your departure flight to Long Long is operated by another airline. Please go to the check-in counter for Horizon Air to check in for your trip to Wagga Wagga. We apologise for this inconvenience. So they can check my bag through, but they can't check me through. Okay, interesting. We will see what happens, I guess. Plenty of time, there's no need to panic or anything like that. Okay, let's have a look at some take cards? Credit cards?
Which one?
Do you take credit cards?
Yes, yeah, Visa, okay. Mastercard, American.
That's fine. The chicken tenders.
Combo meal or just
one? I'll have the combo meal, please.
Okay.
No sauce?
A ketchup for fries?
No.
What kind of drink
you want? Fanta, please.
$10.50.
No worries. No, you're right, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
here for Beacon, main terminal, United plane, and all other gates. Please stand clear. Please hold on to a handrail.
So we've left the south loop and now we are going on another one.
For North Main Terminal, N, C, and D gates.
So they've separated the systems as three systems by the looks of this. I just was at the S gates and now I've arrived at the A gates. I have to head over towards the sea gate, so I've had to change and I'm just waiting for the shuttle to arrive. So we can add another airport that I've been on with these automated people movers in between each one.
The train is arriving. Please stand clear of the doors. A, B, and F gate. Board here for your train. Doors closing. Please stand clear. Please hold on to a handrail.
Going the other way. Okay, let's go to the front then.
Terminal C, D, and N gate. Airport for North Main Terminal, C, B, and N gates. Board here for South Main Terminal, S, A, and B gates.
Continued exit, but we won't be doing that. So I'm at the main terminal north station now. Change again. Let's just go up to the main terminal. I think I've got to change again, but I'm going to go. Hang on. No, let's do this. Let's get over to where I have to be, and then I can always backtrack. So, this is the third shuttle that I've had to take.
Doors closing. Please stand clear. Please hold on to a handrail. Hold on. Next stop, N gate.
There's no way I would have been able to walk these.
For N gate. Board here for speaking, main terminal, baggage claim, and all other gates. Doors closing. Please stand clear. Please hold on to a handrail. Please hold on. Next stop, Seagate.
Let's see what C has to offer.
exit for C gate. Board here for main terminal, baggage claim, C and N gate, and connect all other gates.
Yeah. I've already been sniffed by one of your colleagues about half an hour ago.
Yeah, we're doing some training here today.
All right.
All right,
good.
We're here.
The second time that I've been sniffed by a TSA sniffer dog today. I'm sitting in the same spot about half an hour ago. Would have much rather have been frisked by the female handler of the first dog though. Just sitting back, relaxing, watching the planes go past. Just having a good time. Just relaxing, believe it or not. And still got 5 hours or so to go before the flight departs. So too early to check in yet.
Thank you.
Well, here I am in another section of the terminal. I have checked in now for my flight. I just used one of the self-service kiosks. Gave myself a window seat, not that it'll be much use to me because it'll be dark by the time I take off. But yeah, a window seat for now, but at least I can look out the window, I guess. There's another section here closer to my gate. Lots of different shops. There's a like a leisure wear sort of shop that's got a plane suspended from the ceiling in front of it. There's a variety of food and drink shops, duty-free shops, the body shop. There's a massage place which says a massage is much better than a frisk, and I'd have to agree with that. And various souvenir shops. Being Seattle and the fact that they won the Super Bowl on Sunday night, all sorts of Seahawks Champions 2014 Super Bowl merch that is available as well. And plus the usual office and airport staples, you know, Starbucks, Hudson News and all of that sort of stuff. So I think I found what I'm going to have for dinner. There's a place over there that sells some chicken, barbecue chicken, so that will be good for dinner soon. Yeah, that'll be good for dinner soon, just sitting back watching the planes. Yeah, couldn't be bothered doing too much today. I really could have left the airport and gone downtown or whatever, but then again, I would have had to have come back here anyway. So I'm here. I don't have to go through the security again, although I have been sniffed by two sniffer dogs this afternoon as it is. But the second handler tells me that it was all in terms of training. So there we go. I wonder how many people they actually catch under the guise of training. Although that could have been just him saying that as well. So quite a few people in the terminal. This is the main hub for Alaska. There's all sorts of different airlines that are here. I've directly or via code share. I've seen Virgin America, I've seen Alaska, I've seen Southwest, I've seen US Airways, I think I said Virgin America, Southwest, US Airways, American, Acme of course, JetBlue, Frontier. They're the main ones that I've seen here. From the domestics, also saw a JAL. Dreamliner 787 takeoff. I saw a Korea Airline takeoff as well. So there are some international flights here as well, but mostly domestic. It is a hub for the Pacific Northwest. If you don't, you can get some flights from Portland. If you don't want to go to, say, San Francisco or LA, there are some options here out of Seattle as well. And of course, you can go to the People's Republic of Canada quite easily from here as well. And funnily enough, you can also go to Alaska. Even though you might think that Alaska Airlines is actually based in Alaska, they're actually based here in Seattle.
Vous écoutez un podcast sur le canal ERC. ERC a été podcastin depuis 2007 et depuis, il a livré beaucoup d'heures de musique de qualité et de conversation tous gratuitement. Là n'ont pas été hebdomadaires 15 minutes l'annonce publicitaire audible, sponsorsy ou les appels à l'action pour fournir l'assistance financière à ERC pendant période de cette année. Depuis 2009, ERC a enregistré des épisodes podcast de dans le monde d'environ 25 pays. Il vous emmenait toujours pour le trajet. Si vous appréciez l'ERC content vous prévoit, le sang libre de lui montrer un peu d'amour et dire à vos amis. La sauvegarde d'au moins 3 podcasts par semaine en allant avec l'odeur d'un chiffon huileux ne paie pas les factures, mais une petite contribution mensuelle optionnelle de vous peut aider. Cliquez sur le lien de Patreon sur le chevenote pour faire une contribution mensuelle de votre choix. Les donateurs recevront le contenu d'ERC exclusif qui ne sera pas disponible sur un podcast. Ces contributions aideront ERC à maintenir l'équipement et le canal souvent utilisé le studio d'ERC.
You are listening to a podcast on channel ERC. ERC has been podcasting since 2007 and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to ERC during this 7-year period. Since 2009, ERC has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content ERC provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive ERC content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help ERC maintain equipment and the often used channel ERC Studio.
So here I am down at the
left-hand turn terminal, Alaska Airlines boarding flight 2573 with service to Portland, the 6:10 departure, out of gate C2E, Alaska Airlines paging Steve Kimball, James Serengo, and Eric Lalum. Please proceed to gate C2E immediately for you.
We continue with the pre-boarding for flight 3498 with service to Colorado Springs. If you're an MVP, a lead member for another airline partner, passenger requesting more time, or military personnel in uniform, you can board at this time at C2K. My name is Rose, I'm going to be your boarding agent. Thank you for choosing Alaska Airlines operated by Skyways. This is a pre-boarding only, and when you go outside, you're going to look for number 3 for boarding this flight to Colorado Springs. Once again, this is a pre-boarding only, please.
So, as I was saying, some of these destinations are served by regional jets. They don't necessarily have aero bridges, or as Americans would call them, jetways. So that's going to be the situation here as well. So there's a lot of people in this area for lots of different regional flights. The aircraft are smaller, so you can imagine the sort of problems that you may have with loading carry-on. So needless to say, they have to be fairly strict when it comes to the carry-on, especially compared to bigger aircraft and whatnot. But I think that most of the people travelling here would be fairly regular and know the size of the plane and whatnot. So we'll see how we go. It is dark now. It's just coming up to 6 p.m. I've got an hour before my plane boards.
For us passengers going to Colorado Springs flight 3498, please take a look at your boarding passes. We're going to board by our number. This is a small jet. We're going to be using only one door for boarding. If you have 10 through 20, you can board at this time. Once again, only by our numbers, 10 through 20, you can board at this time at C2K. And once again, when you go outside, look for door number 3.
So at the gate now, we have flight 2192 to Spokane. That gate is closed. There's another service scheduled at 7 p.m. to Spokane, boarding at 6:52, new departure at 7:17. And my flight due to board at 7 o'clock and out of here at 7:30.
Service to Colorado Springs. We're boarding all seats or rows at this time. If you are booked for this flight, please proceed as C2K. Service Colorado Springs, Paging passenger Landers, Freeman, Schubert, The Work, Kelly, and Woodwind. Please proceed to C2K. We are boarding your flight at C2K for Colorado Springs. Click.
There'll be two that'll drop off.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. That's a half an hour difference.
I need to see the following Vancouver passengers for passport verification. Failure to respond to this may result in denied boarding, so please come up with your passport. Bermeo, Blake, Clough, Coxworth, Delamar, Dombo, Inbury, Osage, Ferguson, Heinrich, Liu, Lupton, McGee, Moore, Akamoto, Plow, Valdez, Walsh, Williams, Wyrix, and Zolinier. Please see me here at C2JNK.
Mr. Plow better go and get his passport verified or he won't be going to Vancouver.
Thank you. put his hat on. Pretty cool. He's going to Denver. I don't think he'll be quite welcome there. Going to Colorado Springs.
That's where Frank lives. Frank lives.
Gentlemen, further information for those of you on the delayed 7 o'clock flight number 2270. It does appear that we will be having a crew arrive in Seattle at approximately 7:41. Once that aircraft arrives, that crew that's on that aircraft will come over to take our plane into Spokane, which will translate into about an 8 o'clock departure. Therefore, if you're on standby and you're already confirmed for that 8 o'clock arrangement, last flight 694 and 14, I'm going to suggest you stick with that original plan. We do apologize if we couldn't get you out here earlier this evening.
So, it looks like Jeff's going to beat his
eye. Yes, I know.
Super trade with Jeff.
Once again, for those passengers, catch up at flight 2242 with service to Vancouver, British Columbia, the delay 847. You need to proceed to C2D. This is a gate change announcement. Please proceed to C2D, like David.
move out of the way.
Great, there.
We go back.
I need to see the following Vancouver passengers at C2JNK: Blake, Chloe, Coxworth, Delamar, Dombo, Embury, Ostosh, Ferguson, Heinrich, Lou, Lupton, McGee, Marr, Akimoto, Plow, Valdez, Walsh, Irix, and Zolinek. Please see me here at JNK to verify your passport.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. According to the weather at the moment, it is, what did I just say there? Something like minus 11 degrees Celsius at Walla Walla. Yeah, minus 11 degrees Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, currently flurries. Apparently there is a storm approaching Seattle. So it's currently snow flurries and the temperature looks very similar to what it was when I left Chicago. So no news yet if that service has been delayed. The Spokane service, 2270, current delay on that is approximately 1 hour. That's due to the crew on that being stuck in Portland.
And there's those of you that are confirmed on the Alaska Flight 694. That's scheduled to leave at 8 o'clock on time at the M14. It will commence boarding at approximately 7:25. Our flight here are delayed 7 o'clock. We'll anticipate boarding at probably about 7:45. And again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are confirmed on the Alaska Flight 694, that's scheduled to leave at 8 o'clock on time at N14. It'll commence boarding at approximately 7:25. Our flight here are delayed 7 o'clock. We'll anticipate boarding at probably about 7:50, 7:45, and we'll leave approximately 8:05. This standby thing is basically unheard of in Australia, from what I can understand. Seems to be very common in America, though.
For passengers going on Alaska Flight 2086 to Walla Walla, FAA regulations mandate that you can have only two carry-ons going through this boarding door. That would include one regular size bag and one purse or briefcase. If you have more than that, please try to consolidate or see a Horizon agent. If you cannot consolidate, a third bag may be subject to a fee. Thank you.
Well, that's good news. That's not oh my God, we are delayed. That is, get ready, we are going to board soon. So that is good news for us. There's been no change to the departure time that I have seen.
Yeah, because they guessed me.
To avoid transporting items, please keep your carry-on and check bag in your possession at all times. Report unattended items and suspicious activity as appears in your order form. Make something safer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cheryl. I'll be boarding Alaska Flight 20862, Walla Walla, proudly operated by Horizon Air. I'll start reporting our goals, MVPs. I'll leave target passengers with children, military personnel, anyone who would like a little extra time, you're welcome to board this aircraft. In the forward walkway, downstairs, go to door 4 for your Walla Walla aircraft. Welcome aboard. Or to the front door of the aircraft if you are most terrifying. You may board to the rear door of the aircraft. In the front walkway downstairs, go to door 4. Welcome aboard.
Are you guys on standby or what?
We better not be.
How are you?
Good.
You ever get a new oven?
What?
To those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
How you doing?
How you doing, Red?
Good, how are you?
See ya.
Yeah, barely.
And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you traveling outbound to Fresno, California, on flight service 3490, this is a gate change, just a short distance here. We're going to be using the desk at C2K for your Fresno departure. If you're a Fresno traveler, flight 3490, gate C2, desk mark K, just adjacent to the area right here.
Okay, so there's a capacity of 76, according to the screen ahead of me. 76, there's 45 booked and there's 42 people checked in. We're going to be on a de Havilland 8-400. Arrival time at 8:25, and it is going to be cold.
Banks representative, gate C2M, please.
If you're going to Walla Walla, come on over this side. We're going to board here. This door also, please. Walla Walla only.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Okay. Door 4 down.
No worries, thank you.
Thank you.
It's different. I was 18. Now I'm 8.
Oh, how good is this terminal? Perfect to Walla Walla, thanks. Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Hey.
Hey,
you, man.
Hey, man. Yeah. And now I've just got to find my bags.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Did they come through?
No. I'm hoping they either put them on the earlier flight or they're somewhere where I don't know where they are right now.
Oh, no. Okay. Well.
So, all the bags are going.
Okay.
Find out where I'm going.